time now for A Breath of Fresh Air. A look at calf barn ventilation and design with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek.
The heat is on as we are entering the dog days of summer, hot August nights and days, and we focus this month's segment on heat stress. And Ryan, we hear a lot about heat stress in dry and lactating dairy cows, but the heat hurts calves too.
Yeah, that's correct. I think we all know about the impact of heat stress on the lactating dairy cow. Certainly, it's easy to see the decrease in milk production, but heat really hurts calves as well. And it's not just once they're born. In fact, the fetus inside a heat-stressed cow has been shown to be a poor performer once it's born. For example, research has shown that calves born to a heat-stressed dry cow are born earlier. They weigh less when they're born. They have a measurable decrease in their immune function, so they're more prone to get sick. They experience higher mortality, and the ones that do enter the lactating string, on average, on their first lactation, will produce somewhere between 6 and 11 pounds of milk less per day compared to calves that were not born to a heat stress dry cow. So, you know, heat stress starts affecting the calf still when they're in utero. And then once they're born, heat also has a negative impact on the baby calf. So while an adult dairy cow may experience heat stress somewhere around 68 degrees Fahrenheit, baby calves can tolerate a little more heat. I think it makes sense. They're not under the same metabolic stressors that a lactating cow is. But baby calves will experience heat stress at around 77 degrees Fahrenheit and higher. And for those calves, it negatively affects them as well. They'll experience lower average daily gains, also decreased immune function, lower feed intakes, higher treatment rates, both respiratory and scours. And so just in general, heat is not something we need to just worry about for our dry cows or our lactating cows. It affects calves as well.
Let's talk ventilation with this natural ventilation and also mechanical ventilation. And it, I guess, depends on geographically how hot it is in your natural setting.
Absolutely. And there's ways that we can combat heat stress for calves, and most of it relies on mechanical ventilation. The idea of natural ventilation is great, and it's always nice when we can take advantage of a breeze. But it seems like the days when it's the hottest and the muggiest are also the days when the wind just refuses to blow. So we like to rely on fans because at least they're predictable and they take that variation out of natural ventilation.
So let's talk about ventilation during the summertime and the different styles out there. There are a lot of options.
When I think about ventilating a calf barn, especially when we're thinking about summer ventilation and trying to get some heat abatement and deal with heat stress, the big defining factor that I use for what ventilation style or approach would be most appropriate is really the housing style. Essentially, let's just break it down into two groups. We generally have calves that are housed individually in individual pens with solid sidewalls, or we have calves that are group housed, say, for example, post-wean calves or pre-wean calves on an auto feeder. And I would consider the appropriate ventilation style could be different for those two housing styles. So group housed calves generally have bigger, wide-open spaces, less airflow obstructions at the calf level. And for those barns, we can take advantage of tunnel ventilation, cross ventilation, positive pressure tube ventilation, provided that it discharges enough volume and speed. For summer, we can use basket fans, panel fans. At that point, we're really trying to increase the velocity of air that blows on the calf. And if we can get above 200 feet per minute, we can see a lot of benefits. Now, when we're talking about calves in individual pens, all the same airspeed requirements apply, but how we get the air into that pen and on that calf is wildly different. I have not seen tunnel vent or cross vent or basket fans or panel fans successfully deliver fast air down into the calf pen. The only way that I have successfully seen calves in rows of individual pens be adequately ventilated for summer is with the use of positive pressure tubes. And there's really two options on the market for that. You can buy the single season positive pressure tubes that are designed just for summer use. They typically have large holes in them and discharge air right down into the calves. Or you could use something like the flap duct, which is a multi-season tube, which can flip between cold weather, slow air, and warm weather, fast air, all with the same tube, so you don't need multiple systems. But the key there is getting the positive pressure tube centered right over top of the calf pen and discharging high volume, high speed air straight down into the pen for fast summer air when we get the tube above them and blow straight down.
We're out of time now, Ryan, but let's continue our conversation next month on ventilating the calf barn during the summertime here with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been A Breath of Fresh Air with Dr. Ryan Leiderman. Brought to you by Crystal Creek, a family-owned business serving your farming needs. Research the latest news and featured products at crystalcreeknatural.com.